This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel carried out airstrikes overnight in the Gaza Strip, including one early Thursday, the Israeli military said, that killed the head of Islamic Jihad's rocket squad. The strikes came amid a multi-day burst of violence with Israeli raids in the West Bank and cross-border rocket fire from Palestinian militants. The violence has left at least 23 Palestinians dead since Tuesday, including three senior Islamic Jihad commanders and 10 civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address late Wednesday that no Israelis had been injured. Thursday, the Israeli army released footage claiming to show interception of rockets launched out of Gaza and several airstrikes on what the army said were Islamic Jihad posts. Reuters could not independently verify the authenticity of the video or the location. Fighting in Sudan's capital worsened Wednesday as it witnessed as witnesses reported airstrikes, rocket-propelled grenades, and gunfire in several neighborhoods. The Sudanese army struck targets in Khartoum for the second day. Former U.S. President Donald Trump appeared in a live CNN town hall just one day after a New York jury found him liable for sexually abusing a woman nearly 30 years ago. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Jurors awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll $5 million in damages, and while they rejected her claim of rape, they found Trump responsible of sexual assault and defamation. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his statements that he didn't know and had never met Carroll, though at least one photograph has surfaced of them together. He dismissed a question about whether it would affect his standing with female voters, instead launching into a recounting of Carroll's claims in a mocking voice, disparaging her as a whack job. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Despite the sound of explosions thundering in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia region, agriculture machines keep driving towards the fields belonging to a farmer. He says there is an impact in the village nearby, just 500 meters away. He said despite how scary it is, people keep working because they need means to live. He said he's struggling to sell his goods at a reasonable price as the war disrupted logistical routes for exporting farm products, which is not the only reason. A new report says a record number of people in the world have been internally displaced by conflict or natural disasters. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the war in Ukraine helped push the global total of people internally displaced throughout the world last year to a record 71.1 million people. The report says that by the end of 2022, 5.9 million more people had been forced to relocate inside Ukraine because of Russia's invasion. In Syria in 2022, 6.8 million more people were displaced by conflict after more than a decade of civil war. The number of people displaced inside their country because of disasters such as floods and famine reached an additional 8.7 million. I'm Donna Warder.
The World Health Organization says viral hepatitis, a potentially life-threatening infection, affects more than 350 million people globally every year and kills more than a million. Health agencies warn the disease is largely neglected and underfunded. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Hepatitis B is spread through sexual transmission and through contact with the blood, open sores, or body fluids from a person infected with the disease. However, the main mode of transmission is from mother to child during birth and delivery. WHO reports around 70% of hepatitis B infections worldwide occur in Africa, and 70% of those infected with the disease are children younger than five. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And the woman who played the character Bobby Spencer on the soap opera General Hospital has died. Jacqueline Zeman, a veteran of General Hospital, was 70 years old. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.